people who have not done much meditation, totally new people, only two. Okay, so once again, this morning I want to spend few minutes in giving some practical hints, since there are at least two individuals who have not been meditating very long, as they are new. My suggestions are very basic. When we make basic suggestions, that would benefit everybody. Even if advanced meditators have heard these instructions many times before, when I give, when I repeat the same thing, they can refresh their memories and follow these instructions. As I mentioned last evening, when we sit, we must make sure that our body is straight. The purpose of keeping the body straight is to avoid falling asleep and developing unnecessary actions. Also, we can breathe comfortably, letting our lungs expand and contract very smoothly, bringing a lot of oxygen to our lungs. That way, circulation becomes very smooth. Whenever we slant forward or backward, we immediately can bring our body to a perpendicular position. When we sit like this, we also can gain concentration better. So, for these good reasons, to avoid falling asleep, to get a lot of oxygen, to gain better concentration, and bringing the body back to the straight position, we have to have one position to bring the body back again to the same place, to avoid slanting forward or backward. When we slant the body forward or backward, we can develop aches and pains here and there. So for these reasons, we keep the body straight. This is very strictly recommended by the Buddha himself. And then put our hands on our laps, right hand on the left, crossing thumbs each other, and closing our eyes, start focusing mind on our breath. Focusing mind on the breath alone is not the total practice, but that is how we begin. As our mind is focused on the breathing, the mind unites with the breath, and then as the breath is very pure and clean, the mind also adopts the characteristics of the breath. That is, mind also will not wander here and there, stays on the breath, making itself clean and temporarily pure, free from greed, hatred and delusion. The breath itself is free from greed, hatred and delusion. So would be the mind when we focus it on the breath. And then with that state of mind, that is what is called making the practice of mindfulness. That is, mindfulness means, in short, to make the mind free from greed, hatred and delusion. These are the very basic fundamental root of all defilements. When the mind becomes free from greed, mind would not cling to anything, mind would let go. Let go, in popular terms, is called generosity. We become very generous with our greed. We don't want to hold on to greed, desire, whatever it is, whether desire arises because of the pleasant sensation or because of the pleasant thoughts, because of the pleasant experiences, pleasant feelings, desire or greed can arise. When greed arises, it causes the mind to cling to pleasant things. Then the problem is that when the pleasant thing fades away, disappears, we will be ended up with disappointment, pain, suffering, distress, and so on. To avoid that, we train the mind not to cling to the pleasant things, nor should we try to reject the unpleasant. Unpleasant things arise. If we are not mindful, unpleasant things can create resentment, anger. So that can be avoided if we let go of our clinging. And sometimes when we are not very sure what we are doing, confusion or delusion can arise in our mind. That also can be avoided when we understand why we meditate. I will talk about it some other times, because the purpose of meditation is very lofty purpose, not anything very superficial, simple, ordinary. Although ordinary superficial benefits are there, they are simply just fringe benefits. Real benefits is much deeper, more profound and lofty. In order to develop all these mental states, we start focusing mind on the breathing, keeping it free from greed, hatred and delusion. So we become aware of the breath entering the lungs through the nostrils, and we become aware of the breath coming out of our lungs through the nostrils. Then, as the mind becomes clearer and clearer, sharper and sharper, we become aware of the beginning of inhaling, middle of inhaling, an end of inhaling, and a very brief pause. Again, we become aware of the beginning of exhaling, middle of exhaling, and end of exhaling, and a brief pause. This means we don't verbalize or conceptualize or label the beginning. As our attention is focused on the breath, we become aware of the beginning of the touch of breath as it enters our lungs through the nostrils. That is the beginning. Then the whole stretch of breath from the beginning till the lungs are full, that is the middle of inhaling. When we cannot breathe anymore because the lungs are full, then we've experienced the end of inhaling. Then there will be extremely brief pause, and then exhaling begins. we can become aware of it when we pay total attention. Then the whole stretch of breath that comes out through our nostrils is the middle of exhaling, when there is no air in our lungs. Exhaling cuts off, that is the end of exhaling, we become aware of it. So we become aware of these 8 points. If we do not verbalize, it is easy to become aware of them. Inhaling, beginning, middle, end, and the pause. Exhaling, beginning, middle, end, and the pause. We don't pause to think the beginning, middle, end, and pause, but as we are breathing in, we become aware of them. They naturally register in our mind only when we pay attention to the breath. Let these 8 points register in our mind by themselves. We simply keep paying attention to the breath. Then as our breath becomes sharper and clearer, the mind becomes sharper and clearer, then we notice something also, that is, when the lungs are full, we experience a degree of tension. When we breathe out, that tension is slowly released. When the lungs are empty, we experience a degree of anxiety. As we breathe in, that anxiety fades away. So we can become aware of lungs filling with air. When the lungs are full, we experience a degree of tension, pressure. As we breathe out, that pressure slowly fades away. And when the lungs are empty without air, we experience a degree of anxiety. As we breathe in, that anxiety fades away. So these 4 moments also we can notice. 1 moment pleasant sensation as we breathe in. Next moment pressure when the lungs are full. Next moment release of pressure, giving some pleasant sensation. And next moment is anxiety, giving unpleasant sensation. All this we can experience only when we pay total mindful attention. We don't have to verbalize, conceptualize, label. Simply experience them. All this happens only when we pay attention to the breath. If we do not experience these things, cannot notice these things, that simply means the mind is wandering. Mind is not focused. There is nothing artificial or deliberately created. These are very natural things happening as we breathe in and out. And that is why the Buddha said, to develop vipassana, we have to anupassana. We have to develop anupassana. Anupassana means seeing things as they are happening, not before, nor after. As we breathe in, we feel all this as they are happening. When we breathe out, we feel all of them as they are happening. We don't have to make a special effort to scan the body from top to toes. that is artificial. But if any sensation arises any part of the body, without any effort, deliberation, mind goes there. We cannot do anything behind our mind without letting mind know. We cannot hide things from our mind, because mind notices all of them. If you experience any sensation, the mind knows it, and our awareness builds up. If mind is wandering, mind knows it. When the mind is wandering, we become aware of it. We don't add any additional wandering. Become aware of it. Be mindful and bring the mind back to the original subject, that is our breath. So the breath is our home base, the anchor for the mind to return. There are numerous things that we have to learn in this practice. These few things that I have mentioned is plenty for now. If I were to go on giving a lot of hints and instructions, you will forget everything. When you are loaded with too many information at once, none of them can you remember. Therefore, it is better to remember these few things first and build up our awareness based on these few things. Then we add more later on. Now, these few suggestions, I like to stop talking. As I mentioned last evening, I do not want to ring the bell. You meditate as long as you can, sitting. And of course, when little aches and pains arise, don't get up. Try to stay with that little discomfort. Only when it is extremely painful, you cannot bear it up anymore, then only you should slowly, mindfully get up and do walking meditation. At one point, I like to suggest a way of doing walking meditation. That also is a very special technique. Without breaking our mindfulness, interrupting our awareness, we can do walking meditation if we learn the technique. For this reason, even though I do not want to ring the bell, I want to make an exception today, only for your benefit, to let you know how we do walking meditation. So for now, as I said, I would ring the bell after an hour and then give some instructions on walking meditation, and then you can choose a place to walk until the session is over.